is here. He's our newest elected state representative from the state of Illinois, but that's not the reason he's here today. So
the reason he's here today is because he still continues to be the director of GRADF. And so that is exciting, and the Great River Economic Development Foundation has so many great things going on, and we're going to learn all about him this morning from Mr. Kyle Moore. Welcome.
It's great to see you, Mary.
Okay. You've thought about, you've been in political office a few times in your life. You've been an alderman, you've been a mayor. Is being a state representative what you thought it would be, or is it different? Because everybody probably thinks they kind of know what they're getting into.
Well, we're in the first inning of a nine-inning game, Mary, so I don't know.
We're in the first at bat overtime doubleheader.
You know, it's a lot of learning, and right now there's not a ton going on. The governor will give his state of the state address or budget address combined into one on the 19th, I believe. And then committees just got assigned last week, and the bill filing deadline is, I believe, this week. So they'll start being a little bit more action, I think, towards the end of the month. But I tell you what, everybody's really nice. There's you know, across the aisle, people, you know, are happy you're there, want to get to know you. So I think right now it's just trying to learn a lot of names and faces and what part of Illinois people are from.
Right. You know, of course, that anything below Interstate 80.
We're downstate.
Downstate.
Right.
I love it.
Right.
So it's always intriguing. So you'll know, you'll kind of have a better idea of what you're for and what you're against when you hear the budget address. Because after all, representatives do two things. They look about legislation and they pass a budget. Those are their number one priorities. However, maybe their number one priority is taking care of their constituents. So,
well, that's right, Mary. We've already had, you know, just the other day I had a nurse that was having trouble with her license, and she was hung up in the system on a temporary license and her permanent license. Long story short, she had been dealing with this for 2 or 3 weeks and was not going to be able to work, and called our office. Kelly Mays is our legislative assistant. You know, it's the staff that does all the work on things like that, and she got the license fixed, and she was gal was able to go to work the next day. So, you know, that's that kind of thing that you know, that's what you're there for, is helping people out.
And a lot of people don't realize that, and they should. When you have a problem with state government, call your state representative and state senator. When you have a problem with federal government, call Durbin or Duckworth's office, because that's what they are there for. Yes, they're not going to probably deal with it, but their staff is there for constituents' aid. Also, if you need economic development help, see how I segue so beautifully.
You did such a great job, Mary.
If you need economic development help, the Great River Economic Development Council Foundation, Great River Economic Development Foundation, GRDF,
right,
is there for you. And they are a independent agency. We call them kind of a quasi-governmental agency because they get a lot of their funding from, like, the city and the county, because the city and the county don't want to have to hire an economic development professional. They want to have somebody take care of that full time, so they don't have to worry about that. And that's what GRDF does. You work that 24/7.
That's right. And just to give you kind of a paint you a picture, we are 65% funded by our members, which are our businesses and nonprofits throughout the West Central Illinois region, and then 35% funded from the city and the county. And you know, for the city's $70,000 investment, they get a 4-person staff that's working on behalf of the betterment of our economy on a 24/7 basis. And we're certainly seeing some of the fruits of our labor here, as we've talked about. If you drive down Wistman Lane, you can see the progress that Amazon is making, and that's really exciting. I know I just spoke with a representative from United Alloy about some of the incentives that they're going to be tapping into. They've already announced they're building that new 100,000 square foot facility, but there's a lot that goes into it.
Like getting housing for people.
Well, getting housing.
Getting training for the workforce.
Child care, you know, things like that. And so, you know, those are just some of the things that we do on behalf of the city and county, just to make sure that our economy continues to move in a positive direction. I always would tell people the quickest way for you to have your taxes lower is to have economic progress and a vibrant economy, because that means there's more people here spending money and more less of a burden on you, the taxpayers. So that's what we're working for.
Yeah, more houses equals more property tax, which means less for you to pay as long as other people are paying for their houses.
That's right.
I mean, it's just simple math, but it is hard. We are in a stagnating population. And really, when you look at it, we have to give kind of Quincy a pat on the back. Yeah, we're not gaining population, but we're not drastically losing population anyway. And sometimes you have to say the good, the rainbow at the end is maybe not the best rainbow you can think of, but it's not a black cloud.
Well, and we're also, you know, from an economic standpoint, we're not a community that is seeing massive job losses. We're not seeing head of household jobs leaving. We're not seeing heritage companies leaving our community. I grew up in Galesburg, and I saw what happened when Maytag left that community, and that was devastating. And instead, we have Knapheide building a new facility. You're seeing, you know, our homegrown company, so to speak, continue to call Quincy home and to invest in it, while at the same time, we are making, you know, we're drawing the attention of national companies like Amazon. So I think we're very blessed in that aspect.
It's screwing me up, though, Amazon coming, because my whole thing was don't buy from Amazon, buy local. Don't buy from Amazon, buy local. But now, if you buy something from Amazon, we get a local benefit. So I guess they finally just got sick and tired of hearing me say that, and I'm the sole reason,
yes,
just to shut me up.
Yes,
the only
Jeff Bezos heard the Mary Griffith show and said, darn it, I can't take this negative publicity. He's not used to that negative publicity, Mary, you know that.
Well, I'm not afraid to stand up to the big guy,
But one of the things, Mary, that we do, and I want to just draw some attention to this, is we try to work with our existing workforce to let them know the opportunities that are here. And one of the events that we have coming up is a new program with Junior Achievement and the Illinois Learning Center called Career Spark, and that is where junior high students from across the tri-states are going to go to QU on March 19th, and they're going to have the opportunity to interact with companies. So instead of a typical career day where somebody comes up and just gives a speech in front of junior high students, and of course junior high students, and you and I too, would be bored after a whole day of hearing speeches, this is an opportunity for kids to have interactive, you know, kind of games and things in specific fields. So we're going to break it off into career clusters, so they can do a driving simulator. They can do a, you know, work on a dummy patient, you know. And so that's March 19th. And if your company is interested in participating in that, just contact us at the Great River Economic Development Foundation.
Yeah, because people always say, well, get a good job. Go out to Titan Wheel. Get a good job. Go down to ADM. Heck, who knows what goes on in there? I mean, I have a general understanding of what they make, but the truth of the matter is I have never been, at least in the last 40 years that I can remember, inside Titan Wheel's plant.
Well,
so, yeah, I know they make tire rims, but I'd like to see it.
That's
I'd
right.
like to see ADM make their margarine. Mm-hmm. You know, if you could really see the things that are going on, you would be, as a child, more fascinated and say, oh, I'd like to do that. I'd like to be part of that.
That's right. And this year's MakerFest that we did in October, we reintroduced factory tours for high school students. And so they were able to go to Knapheide and ADM and places like that. And so we also, this is something people don't realize that we do quarterly guidance counselors tours, because it's important for guidance counselors to understand the opportunities that students have available to them in the Tri-State region. And much like what you just said, they most likely have never been behind the curtain, so
well,
to speak.
You don't get invited to
that's
any
right.
these places.
And
that's their private place of business.
That's right. And so we coordinate that and invite them to see, you know, how a you know, Titan Manufacturing operates on a day-to-day basis. And so they take advantage of that opportunity, which is good for everybody involved.
Well, I want to tell you a good story that got told first here on WTAD. We have Mr. K's Fabric Shop, a long, long time business, hasn't changed its name, certainly has changed its ownership. The young family now owns it. A young lady who just got out of high school has decided that she wants a career in the trades, and she's training as an apprentice upholsterer.
That's awesome.
Now, think about that. That will be a head of household wage that she will make. She may or may not go on to college. She may go to John Wood in conjunction with this. She may get a four-year degree in conjunction with this. But the Youngs are taking her on, and they're going to put her through this apprenticeship program. Mm-hmm. And it's going to fill the need for them to have more upholsterers, because that's an art that's dying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to give this young lady a career where she can keep it here, hopefully, or take it anywhere she wants to go, because those careers are needed. And you cannot offshore reupholstering grandma's chair.
That's right. And she can do that with little to no college debt, you know, and you know, my old line of work in the floor covering company, Morse Floors, you know, they have an apprenticeship program. And I always thought, what a heck of an opportunity for a high school student to obtain a skill that they could use for the rest of their lives. And because the skilled trades are such in high demand, they can name their price these days. And so they can make a darn good living doing that. And so congratulations to that young lady. That's tremendous.
So don't pass up the trades. Don't pass up the trades, you young people. It doesn't mean you can't go to college. It doesn't mean you might eventually become a doctor, a lawyer, or engineer. But working with your hands can be a way that you could pay your way through college,
right,
and get that apprenticeship. So that is going to be March 19th, the
Correct.
Career Spark, and that is where?
At Quincy University.
Okay.
Quincy University. And so right now we are reaching out to companies to see if they would have an interest, and we're really asking companies to have something for kids to do, because if you can give them an activity, that can really help spark their mind, hence Career Spark. And so we're going to break it down into different career clusters, and so that way if kids are interested in healthcare, they can go right to that. If they're interested in public safety and law enforcement, they can go right there. So we're really trying to make sure that kids have an interactive day and where they can, you know, have some fun but learn about careers that are right here in the tri-states.
Yeah, and there's some good paying jobs right here. I want to also ask you, and you probably got things on your agenda, but while I'm thinking about it, Jacksonville, it used to be the site of the Jacksonville State Mental Hospital years ago.
Development Center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then it was called the Development Center because we closed down all the mental hospitals. And now it sits there empty right in the smack dab in the middle of Jacksonville.
100 acres.
And you are being very proactive in your first week as a state representative. Now, this is good. People say, well, now, how does that help Quincy? But the rising tide lifts all boats, doesn't it?
Yes, yes.
I mean, you're not really competing, are you, when you try to help Jacksonville?
No, we're not competing. And what you're referencing to is a bill that I introduced, which Randy Freese had filed before, which was over $60 million to redevelop the Jacksonville Development Center, which has sat vacant for since 2012, I believe. And, you know, you just think about what we would want here in Quincy. We wouldn't want the state, take the Veterans Home, actually. Those two work hand in hand. So, you know, I spoke on the floor last week about the domiciliary opening and what a great day for Illinois that was. The fact that there were politicians on both sides of the aisle calling for the closure of that home, which would have been the loss of 500 jobs. Pretty devastating to us here. But if the state would have just abandoned that facility, we would have had, you know, just buildings deteriorate. And that's what Jacksonville's seeing. They're seeing a lot of break-ins. They're seeing fires. And it's really the state's responsibility to make the community whole. Same with we're looking here on Main Street, overlooking Main Street. And conversation that I had when I was mayor with Tom Oakley, went to Springfield, and when they talked about the building of the new bridge, to discuss what does Main Street look like for the community of Quincy after the bridge is moved to York, because right now there's a bridge there. So what happens to that? And so these are all, you know, kind of work hand in hand to make sure that the state doesn't leave communities high and dry.
And this is the kind of stuff that takes decades sometimes, much to the chagrin and dismay of people, but it takes a long time. So the most important thing is don't let it get abandoned in the first place. But
that's right. Well, look at the Memorial Bridge. The Memorial Bridge, they first announced that they were going to be replacing it when I was running for mayor in 2013. I don't know if you remember that.
I wasn't born yet.
Yeah. And then it really was after I was reelected 2017 when they had some issues on the bridge that the state got really serious with it and talk started to speed up. So you just never know with these things. And this year, the state of Illinois is going to have a tough budget. Make no mistake about it, a $3 billion hole. But at the same time, there's going to be opportunities for capital investment. And so we want to make sure that the communities in the West Central Illinois are represented in those discussions.
Yeah, so now they're talking about tearing down most of the bridge, of course, for navigation reasons. You have to, but keeping that approach so that's like an overlook. So it'll be a tourist attraction. And the Great River, or not the Great River, but the Riverfront Development Corporation, which is another private group, which
That's
I'm
right.
sure Gretiff is very interested in what they're doing too. All these agencies work together symbiotically. They're thinking about some improvements they can put down on the riverfront to attract a tourist population that might come across that bridge now at York and say, turn to the downtown and say, oh, look, we can go to a riverfront attraction, or we can go out to
well,
a shopping
center.
Well,
this is where it all works together. So as part of the economic development plan, the Quincy Next strategic plan, to keep our economy moving forward, the community leaders identified developing the riverfront as a priority. That conversation then led Senator Jill Tracy to giving a grant for riverfront development. Now, at the time, it was pre-COVID, so it was $300,000, and they were talking about burying the Ameren power lines. So now the Riverfront Development Corporation, once those bids came in so high, are talking about doing some type of a water feature down there that'll get more activity down at the riverfront. So all of these things work together to promote and grow our economy.
So it's economic development is very important, but it takes such a long time. The only person who's in a worse spot, I think, than a freshman state lawmaker is the poor guy, Chris Collins, who's the new park superintendent at the New Philadelphia National Park. He's talking about 10 years.
Right.
His
right.
plan is just to find out what to do in the next 10 years.
Right.
And that doesn't include much construction of anything. That's
right.
just starting. And I guess that leads to how the frustration, and my frustration as a news reporter, I can never ask you what you're working on because the whole point of GRETIF is supposed to be private mm-hmm. and silent. You don't say anything until Amazon finally comes. It may have taken 4 years to negotiate that, but you don't tell me
right.
until, you know, it's going to happen. Is this a good time? Just give me an idea. Are there lots of projects in the pipeline, or are we in a drought situation when it comes to what's new?
No, I think that we're in a good situation, and a lot of times, I'll give you an example. We've got a number of hotel groups that are looking at the community. The mayor certainly talked about that. Bruce Guthrie with the Chamber and I met with a company that was doing a feasibility study.
And the name of that company?
No name. But they spoke with us a year and a half ago and then just picked up the phone again last week and had a meeting with us. We know that 54th and Broadway, they've got, they've got people signed on the dotted line for that. I'm sure there'll be some announcements in the upcoming months. And so sometimes you just never know when you pick up the phone and speak with the developer what that'll lead to. So for an example, we talked about housing, so I'll move this full circle. We met at the Great River Economic Development Foundation, met with a housing developer late last year in 2024. That developer now is looking to develop some housing on the north side of town, and we'll be taking that to the Planning Commission either in February or in March. That is going to be a significant housing development that we've been able to work on. So, that you need zoning for that, you need council approval, and so that's where all these things work together. But this company is looking at Quincy because we did the housing study, and we were able to show the need for housing. And so, that housing study was done in 2023. So here we are 2 years later now. Hopefully we'll have some fruits from that labor.
Yes, it's so important to be prepared. Remember when, I don't even remember which administration it was, the shovel ready. And if you had a thing on the books, even if it's...
That was Obama.
Mm. I didn't mean to make you cuss.
No. That was
so,
Obama.
It was, if you've got a project that's shovel ready, we're changing administrations and we want to pour this money. And that's our philosophical thing, what we want to do.
Right.
And so Missouri had some and we had some. And now it's we're talking about stuff on the riverfront. And the other day I was talking with Republican candidate for Mayor Dan Brink, and he was saying it's important that we have some kind of plan down there. The city doesn't have any money right now to really put a lot of money into it. But if you don't have any plan, if you don't have any future, you're never going to have anything. So sometimes people get disturbed, perturbed. Oh, this Quincy Next has been on the books, you know, for so long. Or we've been waiting for a new bridge for so long. But it takes time. And those who are prepared tend to reap the rewards.
Well, you never know when opportunity is going to knock. And when the opportunity knocks on your door, you better have an answer. And that's what the Quincy Next Strategic Plan has done. That's what your elected officials do, is to make sure that when there's an opportunity for investment, they know. And that's what GRETIF does. So when somebody picks up the phone and says, I'm looking at Quincy, what sites do you have? Then we know what sites are available. We show them the sites when they're in town. We talk to them about the community, and then when they're ready to make an investment, make sure that their experience in the city of Quincy is as seamless as possible.
Yeah, you don't want to get the answer, good afternoon, GRETIF. Hi, what have you got available? Oh, we'll have to get back with you on that.
Correct.
No, because guess what? They're calling 10 other cities
that
day. Well, it's been my delight. Kyle Moore,
yes.
the president of Great River Economic Development Foundation. Good luck to you in both of your careers. Both can benefit Quincy very nicely. And we'll look forward to the March 19th Career Spark. So if you've got kids in high school, let them know that they should be thinking about that.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mary.
Okay, you have a great day.
You too.
We're going to talk about puzzles and Rubik Cubes. You good at Rubik Cubes?
No.
Ray Wilson's in the green room. But first, we've got to check in with what's happening at the URSA Farmers Cooperative. So you stay tuned. I've been looking forward to this day for a long time. Ray Wilson walked up to me a couple of, well, at least a month ago and said, guess what, Mary? The Optimist Club is bringing a puzzling competition to Quincy, Illinois. And I said, Ray, what are you talking about? So today he's here on the Mary Griffith Show to talk about the Tri-State Speed Puzzling and Rubik's Cubing Competition, March 8th. And it's going to be fantastic at the Ambiance, big space there out at 53rd and Cook's Lane. And let's talk a little bit about what a speed puzzling competition is. I think most people know what a Rubik's Cube is. And those, you put them together and the fastest time wins.
Yes.
The least time wins.
The least.
Same with speed puzzling, but it's going to take more than 10 seconds.
Yeah. the speed puzzling, it's a two-hour timed event.
So if you're not done in 2 hours, then well, whoever's got the most, but somebody will be done in 2 hours.
I believe someone will be done before the two-hour mark. We have teams of two and four that can participate. We have a custom-made 504-piece puzzle.
Yes. Now, can you talk about what it is, or is that supposed to be a secret? Because I'll keep it a secret if you want.
Well, it's a historic structure here in Quincy.
Okay.
Okay.
And let's just say that there's a lot of pieces that are gray, and a lot of pieces that are black, and a lot of pieces that are red, and a lot of pieces that are green, and it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because you're attracting people who want to have fun, but who also really like puzzles and want to see how fast they can do it.
Yeah, it's really meant to be a family event or a team-building event or just one you can do with your friends for the Saturday afternoon. It's a great-looking puzzle. It's a historic structure here in Quincy. Been around probably since the 1800s.
It has been, yes.
Yeah, I think you probably had your prom pictures taken there, didn't you?
Ray, I wasn't ever asked to prom, but thanks for bringing up a terrible, okay. Terrible thing that happened. Right. You know, you mentioned a family. I mean, the little kids could pick out the red, and another little kid could pick out the green.
Once everybody sees the picture, they're going to be very familiar with where it is and what it is.
Yeah, it's a landmark in Quincy. Everybody has seen this place. And so it'll be a chance for you to see if you can put it together with your team of two or team of four faster than anybody else.
We're also going to have a puzzle swap starting at 12:30. So bring your puzzles. You'll be able to swap them out for another puzzle. I know my wife's a puzzler. Patty at the Ambiance is a puzzler. And I know they swap puzzles.
The library has a puzzle swap once a year where they allow people to come in and turn in their puzzle. And then they get a credit, and then they come back on a certain day, and all the puzzles are out. You can take what you want. Puzzles are expensive.
They can be. They can be very expensive, especially when you start thinking about a customized puzzle.
Yeah, like this. Did you have to pay the people that are in charge of this structure any kind of fee?
No.
Oh, that was nice of them.
No. It was a digital picture. We actually got that from C. Quincy. They're one of the sponsors, tourism, and Hy-Vee, and Quincy Medical Group, and Farm and Home. You know,
great sponsors, Bank of Springfield.
Yep, Advanced Dental, Thai Trust. So it has been very easy to put together. Everybody's been very excited about putting it together.
It's exciting. This is the first that I know of. Now, we used to have a gaming thing. Was this part of the old gaming thing?
I'm not familiar with
that. Because that was like Dungeons and Dragons and things like that, but it might have been puzzles.
Yeah, I still know there's a couple groups in Quincy that do weekly gaming, but it's more gaming instead of opposed to putting puzzles together.
Yeah, like costume play gaming or imaginary gaming like Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. But this is something everybody's put a puzzle together. Everybody knows how to put a puzzle together. You may be horrible at it. You may be the kind of person who gets frustrated and walks away for a week and then comes back and suddenly you see it.
Yep.
Now, several questions. because this came up because I've never even been to one of these things, but my girlfriend is good at this, so I may back her. She says, well, you can be my partner. I said, do you want to win or do you want to have fun? We'll have fun, but you won't win. I'm your partner. Will you have the picture to look at?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just going to be just like this box.
Okay. You're going to get the box. You're going to, you're going to open it up. You flip over all the pieces. You can do it any way you want. If you're a corner put together first kind of thing, if you're all the reds go together first, all the greens go together first, you don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah. You just want them to use the strategy they think will put it together in the fastest amount of time. Now, I bet you have put this together. So do you want to reveal your time?
No, I'm not a puzzler. My wife is a puzzler.
Has she done it?
No, I've not let her yet.
How do you know? It's going to be... Oh, she probably wants to be in the competition.
She does.
Okay, so she is barred from
no
practicing.
No practicing.
That's the great thing about this. Nobody has this puzzle. Nobody can practice this puzzle.
Nobody. They'll all be wrapped and on their table when they get there. You know,
okay.
And so when the bell rings or whatever it is, they'll be able to unwrap it and see the puzzle for the first time.
Okay, so... You're trusting me to keep a secret. I will.
Mm-hmm.
But it's intriguing because I'm looking at this with a puzzler's eye because I do like to put together puzzles. I don't get a chance to much often, but a lot of detail, a lot of green.
Well,
yeah.
A lot of it was from the summertime.
Right.
So there's some green. We see Quincy being a sponsor. They had a lot of digital pictures that they've taken for their own marketing. And they were able to provide us with one. We had several to choose from.
You got to save something for next year because this is going to be a success.
Yeah.
I think you're already getting a lot of response, aren't you?
A lot of feedback so far, you know. So it's fantastic, and it's for a great cause. It's for Connect Family Services for Foster Children.
Let's talk about that. I want to go in depth on that because everybody loves, you know, the idea of having this. That's not a problem. But I want to talk to you a little bit about Connect Family Services. Why did the Optimist choose it, and what exactly is it that they do?
Well, the Optimist Club, our mission is to help kids in the Quincy area. And what more kids could use help than foster kids? Some of these foster kids, you don't know they're coming, even though you're a foster parent, until an hour before they get there. And Connect Family Services, they provide a lot of things for these families and these kids, you know, clothes, birthday presents, they're there, you know. The first call usually probably goes to the parents. Hey, you've got a kid coming to you. Be there in an hour. And the second call is probably to Connect, you know, they need something. They need a car seat. They need a certain whatever, you know, or they need a crib or something. And that's where Connect steps in. They need clothes because these kids sometimes just come with the clothes on their back.
Yeah, so. It's true. And a lot of them even, all their belongings are in a garbage bag, something very undignified. So I know that there have been efforts to make sure their birthdays are honored.
Yes.
Make sure they have appropriate clothing to go to school if school is in their future.
Right.
Some of them are so young. Many foster parents say, we'll sign up and we'll help any way we can, but they don't keep baby food and formula and bottles always at the ready.
They're prepared.
They're prepared. So there's an agency, this group that you're doing it, Connect Child and Family Solutions, comes in and immediately gets with those foster families and say, we understand you got a 7-year-old. We understand you got a 4-year-old. We understand you've got this. What are some things you need?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it is that the foster family needs, this agency tries to help. And the Optimist Club is always looking for a solution. We don't just talk about a problem.
No.
You guys always look for a solution. And helping children solves a lot of problems because these kids from foster care, one of two things is going to happen. They're either going to go back to their own home. Hopefully their family has been restored and is going to get a lot of counseling. Or they're never going back to their original parents, in which case a lot of counseling is going to be necessary. But either way, the solution is that help, that counseling, that dignity, that understanding that, yes, you're going to have a pair of shoes on your feet, even though you may have been rescued from a situation where you didn't walk out of the house with shoes, you were carried out of the house with just a diaper and a blanket. We're going to make sure you have everything to live with dignity no matter how old you are. And sometimes these kids are teenagers, and they need a lot.
And that's where Connect Family Services and Adam Adrian come in to play right there. And, you know, this community needs people like that. They need organizations like that, and we need to support them.
Okay. So It is. Let's talk about how we can get involved, because everybody loves to puzzle. Whether you think you can win or not, it's still going to be fun, because, again, it's kind of like when I go to those trivia days with, you know, I got kicked off the Star Radio team. That's how bad I was. You have to be really bad to get kicked off the team. The first year we won, and I was the captain. The second year I didn't do so well, so they kicked me off. But anyway, it just goes to show how brief your moment in the sun can be.
Yep.
You know that, though, Mr.
No
Wilson.
Appreciation.
No appreciation whatsoever. Tri-State Speed Puzzling and Cubing Competition, March 8th. Check in at 12:30 at the Ambiance. The puzzling starts at 1:30. The cubing starts at 1:45. The Ambiance is where it is and is put on by all these great sponsors. And how much are you going to ding us to have this kind of fun? Because it's really pretty inexpensive when you talk about 3 or 4 hours of fun, 2 hours of fun at least. Yeah. You'll let him stay and finish the puzzle, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
So how much are you going to charge us for this?
Well, the two-person teams are $25 per person to do the puzzle, and the four-person teams are $20 per person. And if you want to do the cubing, it's $20 per person. And I know we've had some 9-year-olds and 12-year-olds already sign up for the cubing. Some of these kids, their parents are telling me we're talking about seconds, not minutes.
Yeah, it's kind of like the luge in Olympics. They're down to the trillionth or whatever of a second.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got, where are you going to get the timing device that's going to time this?
We have those.
Okay.
You know, there's these pads where you put your hands on. When your hands come off, the timer starts. And when you put your hands back on the pad, the timer stops.
So it goes to probably the millionth of a second.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
We use these timers when stacking cups was a big thing.
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to stacking cups?
It had its time in the sun.
It had its day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like all of us,
yep,
the day was
gone. Off it goes.
Kind of like me riding around in Ray Wilson's hot air balloon. It was a glorious moment, mm-hmm, even though I put him in danger of hitting him because of my weight. Ray was nice enough not to ask how much I weighed before I got in the basket, but when he tried to take off, he experienced some difficulty. Drop all the sandbags! Okay. So, anybody can be in it. Anybody, yeah, can be in it. But the cubing has got two age groups.
Yes.
And the puzzling has basically any age group can be in it,
yes,
but it's four-person team or two-person team. Now, how do we go about getting you the money? How do we go about registering?
You can go to their Facebook, the Optimist Club of Quincy, and there you will find the information, the flyer, and the information about the event, and also the registration.
Okay. If somebody isn't into Facebook, like I am not.
No, my number's there on the poster.
I see it.
You can call me, 217-491-3204. Probably the most publicized phone number in the area anymore, between that and the Derby and a few other events.
I was going to say, when do you find time to do other things? Are you still working, Ray? Are you retired?
I'm not working anymore.
Okay. Well, yes, you are. You're working full time on all these charity events.
Yeah,
okay.
That's just, yeah.
Thank God for retired people like Ray Wilson. 217-491-3204. Also, anybody in the tri-states.
Yes.
This is, anybody can
anybody
come.
Anywhere.
If you can know somebody and they're coming up to visit that weekend and they're from Texas, they can be part of it.
They
it
can.
Doesn't matter. The great thing about it is nobody's going to know what the picture is,
mm-hmm,
and you're all going to get it at the same time. It's going to be covered, mm-hmm, up. You're going to unwrap your box. You're going to open up your box of 504 pieces. Now, do you bring your own Rubik's Cube, or do they give you
we'll
one?
Have them.
Okay.
We'll have them.
But most people, can you bring your own, or is that cheating?
That's cheating. We're going to have, it's not cheating. We're going to have our own Rubik's Cubes so we can set these to computer algorithms. So everybody starts at the same.
Oh, I see. So the cube is started. Okay, I get
everybody
it.
Has the same cube, the same layout of
sense.
The colors to start with.
Because I would bring one, and they would just need one twist, and then I still wouldn't win.
Now, I know when people see this picture, the one thing they're going to say is, yeah, that's Quincy.
Yep, that's iconic Quincy right there. Everybody's going to know that's Quincy, Illinois. March 8th is the place to be. It's going to be a lot of fun. Spectators also can come just to see the cubing. If your kids aren't into cubing yet, this will be a way to get them excited because they will want to do
come
it
and
after
watch.
They see. And if you just want to watch, people put together a puzzle and you can sit up there and go, oh, it's a red piece. It's a red piece. Look for a red piece. They probably don't need your help and don't really want to appreciate it. But will there be cheerleading? You know, like in wrestling, we had the mat maids, where we sat and no
probably not no cheerleaders.
It'll next year.
Next year.
I'd like to be the
captain. Already got the puzzle for next year picked out, too.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Okay, so there will be a next year. We love it. We love you. Ray Wilson, the Optimist Club, the things you do for our community are fantastic. Folks, help foster children in our community with the Tri-State Speed Puzzling and Cubing Competition March 8th at the Ambiance. Go to the Facebook page of the Optimist International Club of Quincy to learn all about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Mary.
I appreciate you.